Trump's DHS ends temporary amnesty for Yemen nationals living in U.S. by John Binder on February 13, 2026. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is ending temporary protected status, TPS, for thousands of nationals from Yemen living throughout the United States. On Friday, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem announced that the agency would end TPS, a quasi-amnesty program, for anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 Yemen nationals living in the U.S. who have no other immigration status. After reviewing conditions in the country and consulting with appropriate U.S. government agencies, I determined that Yemen no longer meets the law's requirements to be designated for temporary protected status, Noem said in a statement. Allowing TPS Yemen beneficiaries to remain temporarily in the United States is contrary to our national interest. The Obama administration first designated TPS for Yemen nationals in the U.S. in September 2015. Then, in 2017, 2018, and 2020, the first Trump administration extended TPS for Yemen before the Biden administration extended it yet again in 2021, 2023, and 2024. TPS was designed to be temporary, and this administration is returning TPS to its original temporary intent, Noem said. We are prioritizing our national security interests and putting America first. DHS officials said Yemen nationals with no other immigration status have 60 days to self-deport from the U.S. once TPS is ended. Those who refuse to self-deport are subject to arrest and deportation by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Since the Clinton administration, nearly every president has routinely extended TPS and designated new countries for TPS status. Former President Joe Biden expanded TPS to the highest levels in the program's history, ensuring that over a million migrants became eligible for the quasi-amnesty. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.